We find ourselves in the midst of a difficult time. We find ourselves in the midst of a difficult time that we don't know when it will change, when it will end. We continue to pray that that will happen soon. At least I hope you continue those prayers with me, that that will happen soon. That we might be able to change how things are. It doesn't appear that way right now, though. It appears very difficult and very hard, and we don't know what the next months will bring before a vaccine happens that can help us. It appears as though many here and there and everywhere are all about their own thing, not about what's the best for everybody. You know, our situation is not much different than the people of Israel during the time that Isaiah writes to them. Because they find themselves in a very difficult time. They've been carted off to exile already. It's been communicated to them that this exile will last 70 years. And we're complaining about 10 months. 70 years they have been told they will be in exile because they have not followed God's ways. They have not done what God has asked them to do. They find themselves in a very difficult situation. You see, they're people in the midst of exile and destruction, but yet they hear about the coming comfort of God. If you study the book of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters are all about the exile and all about the terrible and difficult times. And from chapter 40 on, all of a sudden it changes with the very words of comfort. Comfort, my people, says your God. You have paid double for your sins, and the comfort of God is coming to help you. I don't know about you, but especially on cold days, isn't it nice to have a comfortable place just to curl up? Maybe next to a fire. Maybe in a nice, warm, cozy chair with a blanket. Comfort. And these people in the midst of exile are hearing this word. Comfort will come. Comfort will happen. And particularly in this passage, comfort is talked about in three different ways, in three different aspects that it's going to come into the midst of their lives. The first comfort, which is talked about starting in verse 3, it talks about a straight way being prepared for the Lord to come to the people. A straight way being prepared for the Lord to come to the people. That's the very first comfort. What a comfort this is, for me at least. God does not play hide and seek with comfort. A way is prepared straight to the people who love God, who trust God, who put their lives in the midst of what God is asking. And a straight way is prepared there. It's not a way of detours. It's not a way of God hiding in the midst of what's going on in our world. A straight way is prepared. Quite often these verses are used to talk about John the Baptist, or as I like to call him, John the Baptizer, because the Baptist church does not go back to John's day. Okay? In spite of what some people might teach. The first Baptist church, by the way, happened in Rhode Island in this country, is the very first Baptist church about 400 years ago. But these verses are often talked about. John the Baptizer is the one who is preparing the way and preparing people's hearts and getting them ready to accept the very comfort of God. I want you to know that even in our day, there is a straight way prepared right straight to you for God's comfort. Right straight to you. For God's comfort. As God was talking to these people through the prophet Isaiah and was telling them that you're in exile, you'll be there for a length of time, you'll be there for a while, but this comfort is coming straight to you. It's not taking a detour. It's not a treasure that's been hidden that you have to find. The second comfort is about God's word being the one thing that will never pass away. Never. It says the grass and the flowers fail. I don't know how many of you are along with me right now in praising that the grass is failing. I'm a forester by trade, and my opinion is grass should grow, not be cut. That's my opinion. I know the town doesn't agree with me because they have a law that says I have to cut my grass so many times a year. But it says the grass fades. The flowers fail. It also gives the impression and the idea that anything that is man-made passes away and it fails. Many people try to save themselves. Many people try to pull themselves up by their own bootstrings and make it in life, and they fail. Many people try to find salvation in the midst of many things that are prepared by man and made by man. If this is not a surprise to you, let me tell you, politics will not save this country. Only God can do that. Comfort can only come from God. Not from politics. Comfort can only come from God, not man-designed ways. Comfort can only come when the Lord brings it to us on a straight path, remember? That's the first aspect, on a straight path, straight to us. Not anything that's designed by humans. Because even in the midst of here, it says, surely the people are grass. It's only God's word. And you've heard me say this before. There are so few people who call themselves Christians that know God's word. I can tell you the number of different places I've preached and that I've shared a message, and I've seen people with a Bible not be able to find a passage that I direct them to. That's sad. That is very sad. That people who go to church don't know how to find the Scriptures. And don't know how to turn. I can tell you, I've watched. I say turn to book such and such, and I watch people turn first to the table of contents in their Bible to find a book in their Bible. If we're people of the Word, which is what Baptists are known as, shouldn't we know the Word? Especially if it's the one thing that will never pass. Shouldn't we know it? I can't imagine being a doctor. Not at all. Do you know how many books they must have to master? Do you realize that? Do you know what they have to keep up with as far as the latest journals and the latest studies and the latest things that come out and the latest medications and vaccines that come out? Can you think about what a doctor has to master in order to do their job well? Incredible size of library that would be. And God's given us one book to bring us comfort, to bring us hope, to bring us peace. And so few people know how to use it. Why is that? Why is that? The resources that are available now to know the incredible comfort that God brings to you through the Scriptures? Wow! Wow! And still so few people who go to church know what's in the Bible. And I haven't talked about the people who never attend church. Think about those folks and their knowledge and understanding of the Bible. The longer I spend in ministry, the more illiterate I find people about the Bible. They just don't know the stories. They don't know the comfort that comes from there. Maybe they've heard it mentioned one time or another, but they don't know where to find it. Folks, if that's where comfort comes from, why are we not having it in our hand at every chance that we can get? Why not? The third aspect of this comfort is about the coming shepherd who will tenderly take care of the flock of God's people. It's about the shepherd that will come. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Do you know this shepherd? Do you know this shepherd well enough that when the shepherd calls your name, you can follow? That's where comfort comes from. It is incredibly comforting to have someone who has already walked the spiritual journey here upon this earth, the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. That's comforting. Will he lead me somewhere that's dangerous? No. He's going to lead me in comforting ways. Isaiah says, not only is the way made straight to come to you for comfort, but you can find comforts in God's word that never passes away, and you can find comfort in a shepherd that has already walked the spiritual path here upon the earth. Wow! Is that not incredible? You see, these comforts have happened in the coming of God into our world as the Christ child. A way was made straight for Christ to come into this world. And if you read the beginning chapter of the Gospel of John, it talks about the Word was made flesh. And the Word dwelt among us. And that Word lasts forever. Wow. And that word becomes the great shepherd to lead us through all of life. It saddens me to think how many people out there don't know the good shepherd. It's not that they don't know their Bibles. It's not just that. They don't even know the good shepherd. So many have not grown up in a Christian home. I heard stories about that on Wednesday night. And as some of you shared, yet you found Jesus Christ in the midst of not growing up in a Christian home. Folks, do you know this good shepherd that brings incredible comfort if we'll walk with this shepherd day by day? I'm going to ask you, because Advent is a season for us to prepare ourselves again, anew, and afresh. Advent is a season for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child once again. Are you preparing to allow these comforts to come into your life? The comfort that God is not going to hide on you. That there will be a straight way prepared for God's grace and love and comfort and peace and hope to come to you. The comfort that we have God's word as wisdom and guidance for our lives. Do you know what that's been preserved through? Incredible things through the years. Incredible. And we still have it. And the comfort that the Good Shepherd wants to walk with you every day, leading and guiding you. Are you allowing these comforts into your life during this season? Are you allowing these comforts into your life during this season? Let's pray. Lord, you have done so much to prepare the way for us. You have done so much to make sure we have your word, and that we have your word living as a good shepherd in our lives. May we become more aware of it. May we become more devoted to you. May we become more steadfast in our spiritual journey so that those around us can come to know your comfort too. Lord, transform us. Change us. Mold us. And make us anew into your image. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.